Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As we begin the sixth week of the 2025 legislative session, things are moving forward in the area of judicial reform. For far too long, liberal judges in Montana have held the executive and legislative branches in a veritable chokehold. As James Madison laid out in the Federalist Papers, there shall be three branches of government: the legislative, wielding the power of the purse; the executive, wielding the power of the sword; and third and weakest of the three, the judiciary, which wields neither the sword nor the purse, but only renders judgment. Somehow in Montana, that concept has been turned on its head, with the judiciary often operating in dictatorial fashion and the other two branches yielding more than they should. Are the three branches equal? Yes, they are, in theory, and that's how it should be. But in reality, the court has no real power. As an example, in 1834, the U.S. Supreme Court determined that the Cherokee Nation owned all of northern Georgia. John Marshall was Chief Justice at the time, and Andrew Jackson was president. President Jackson ignored the court's decision and evicted all of the Cherokee, reportedly saying, "Justice Marshall has made his decision, now let him enforce it." Whether the decision itself was correct or not is a discussion for another day. The point is, when Jackson chose to ignore the court, the issue was settled because the court had no mechanism to enforce their order. The same is true for Abraham Lincoln in 1861. In that case, Lincoln suspended the writ of habeas corpus between Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia, which allowed military commanders to imprison suspected saboteurs without indictment. Chief Justice Roger Taney, writing for the court, said Lincoln had no power to do this. Lincoln ignored him, invoking the doctrine of non-acquiescence. Once again, the issue is not whether the court was correct. The issue is that the court has no real power to enforce its decisions beyond the willingness of the other two branches to acquiesce. In Montana's case, certain judges have become more and more bold, forcing public policy to move to the left. At the same time, the populace is moving decidedly to the right. The issue has finally come to a head, resulting in 27 judicial reform bills this session, which will in some cases simply limit the powers of the judicial branch, and in others, completely change the face of the judiciary. But what about the separation of powers, you ask? Is the legislature allowed to do that? Interestingly, Article 3, Section 1 of our Constitution says that our government shall be divided into three distinct branches: legislative, executive, and judicial. Note that nowhere does it actually say the branches are equal. It may be implied, but it does not say that explicitly. It also says no person or persons charged with the exercise of power properly belonging to one branch shall exercise any power properly belonging to either of the others, something the legislature accuses the judges of regularly violating, as the courts routinely legislate from the bench. Article 7 of the Constitution, which describes the courts, says in all but one of the 11 sections that the courts shall operate in a manner as provided by law. Since the legislative branch makes the laws, the legislature clearly has the power to pass laws which affect the judicial branch. For legislators, recent Montana Supreme Court decisions nullifying election reform laws and a law that said minors had to get parental permission before getting an abortion was the last straw. So far, 27 judicial reform bills have been introduced that would, among other things, provide transparency, give voters more information when electing judges, break the stranglehold of the Bar Association over the courts, and open Supreme Court deliberations to the public. So far, 15 of those bills have passed one house and are headed for the other, and more are scheduled to be heard this week. It's time, as the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals once said, for the courts to stop acting as a super legislature, awarding by judicial decree that which is not achievable by political consensus. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.